Hello.
Hello, how
Hello,
you
Katie.
going?
I'm good, thanks, Dal. What's going on?
I'm interested in your gaming issue. I've been working in gaming machine with gaming machines for 22 years.
Okay. Whereabouts are you? What state?
Sydney.
Okay. You heard about this story out of South Australia?
I've only just heard about it and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
What are they
So
going to try next?
limiting the amount you can withdraw from an ATM inside a licensed venue to $200 instead of $1,000. They're trying to help because, according to research, one in 10 suicides is a gambler trying to chase gambling debts.
I'm not surprised. I've seen it. And
Tell
the
me what you've
RCT,
seen.
just of recent, I see a lady come in and she will spend every cent she has on a poker machine. Now, the most we can do for that person is give them a brochure and say, call this number, they can help. If you like, next time you come here, do you want us to not let you in? We don't want that to happen. However, that's the option or self-exclusion. Like, I had a customer not long ago, she exceeded her daily limit on withdrawing cash. She was trying to ask people to transfer money into their account and then withdraw the money. There's a way around everything. Like, it's just the RCG, like the Responsible Conduct of Gaming, is the biggest bullshit ever. Sorry, pardon my French,
That's all
but
right, I
it's just
understand, yeah.
like you can't go up to someone and say, hey, you spent too much money, you gotta leave. Like that person who called and said someone spent 5K and they went to a place and they were banned for 6 months. There is more to that story because we can't just say someone comes
No.
in and says, oh, we just spent 5K in the pokies. Oh, that's terrible. Sorry, you're banned now for 6 months. There's no such thing. There's definitely more to the story, but the
Yeah, well,
RCG, it all needs to be reformed.
he said, I've only half heard that he might be telling. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't need that. It's just, you can't do that.
No.
Like this person that was crying to me the other day, the most I could give her was a brochure and explain self-exclusion. I can't give her anything else. Whereas someone comes in intoxicated, we go, sorry, you've had too much to drink, please leave.
See, you working in the industry, you know this. You know this very, very well. If somebody is intoxicated, and I said this last night, and they've got the wobbly boot on, and they're slurring their words, they might be loud, they might be being, obnoxious, they might be being aggressive. And so you can see quite clearly in your estimated, intelligent, educated guess that this person's had enough to drink and it's time to say stop because you have responsible service of alcohol laws in place.
That's right.
And if that person is clearly intoxicated and falls down the front steps of your venue and cracks his head open,
Even on the way home.
and they check the CCTV footage of your premises and they can see that he's clearly pissed and you kept serving him alcohol, you're in trouble. But responsible service of gambling. Is there a similar thing in place? Now, I've had people who work at these clubs tell me that I've had mixed stories, Katie. I've had people ring me telling me that they've been told by management to ply them with drinks, to even give them free drinks, in order to try and keep them at the machines because of the amount of money they're spending. And at the same time, I've had staff ring me to say, no, we're told to go up and have a chat. If we can see that somebody's been sitting there for hours, suggest that they go and have a break, have a coffee, get up and break the rhythm. So mixed stories out there, Katie.
Yeah, there is, that is a responsible conduct of gambling, but you've also got to pick the, some people are so aggressive because they've lost all their money. Do you know what I mean? You can't go up to them
Sure,
and go,
I get
hey,
it.
it's time to take a break because
But
you.
you can't, and you can't say, hey, it's time to take a break because you don't know how much money they've got to lose.
No, that's exactly right. Like, it's just that's where it needs, that's the overhaul that needs to be done is the responsible conduct of gambling. Because to me, it's worth a pinch of salt. It's just, it's, as I said, you can't go up to someone and say, hey, stop gambling. You've spent too much money today.
Who are you to say that?
That's exactly right. Whereas if they're intoxicated, you're right. We're liable for them until they get home, really. If something happens to them on the way home at all, we're liable if we've kept serving them.
Are you really?
Depends on the
Okay,
service.
what if, Katie, what if somebody is clearly inebriated, but you have spotted it and you've cut them off. But they still go out into the car park with their car keys and get behind the wheel of their car and kill somebody or have an accident and hurt themselves. Are you free of any liability then?
Not sure, because it hasn't happened yet. Yeah. Thank goodness. Like, you know, it's one of those situations where the police, it'll be the police investigation that puts that outcome. And you know what? If that's going to be the easiest outcome, that's how I believe that it would end up. I don't know how.
How long have you been in the game?
22 years.
Yeah, so you've seen a few things. Yeah,
when I started, we didn't even have RSA or RCG.
No, you
wouldn't. They weren't mandatory. It was just, yeah, have another drink. But, and also I want to touch on the point of closing the borders to India.
Yeah.
From India.
To Australian citizens. I'm not talking tourists. These are Australian citizens. Australia is their home. Yep.
Why aren't they here already? COVID didn't start yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned that in my opener today. It's a fair point. They might have work commitments. There are plenty of Australians who still live all around the world that are living there because they're working, they have rental commitments and that sort of stuff. But you're saying, how come they didn't come home sooner?
Yeah, there's all these thousands, and now that there's an outbreak, they all want to come home.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I don't blame them.
Allowed someone to go there for a wedding.
Yeah.
Didn't they? Or did they not? They did. They allowed.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They got this. This is what started the third shutdown in Perth. Yep.
That. Well, why were they allowed to go?
Well, I said that. That was ridiculous. It was his.
And how much would a bracelet cost per person? So where I work, I get to work with the scum and the rich, all mixed in one. And someone mentioned the price of a bracelet because I mentioned it in conversation the other day. And I said, "Do you know how much a price of a bracelet is?" It was in the thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Who's going to fork that money out?
Well, they'll have to. If they want to come home, that will have to. It's the same thing. Who can afford $3,000 a week quarantine hotel? That's what you have to pay if you want to come into Australia.
So you're going to have to pay that plus.
No, you would bypass the hotel quarantine because that's shit. I mean, obviously we can't do it in Australia. There have been so many stuff ups. It's not funny. So I was just pulling stuff out of thin air. All I was saying was, you got 9,000 Australian citizens who, and honestly, constitutionally, I don't know how this works. I know that the Human Rights Commission's screaming about it, but you're threatening an Australian citizen with jail or a $65,000 fine to come home to your country. It's just unheard of.
I do understand it, but we've gotten to the point where we're at. Yes, the hotel quarantine system is shit. However, that's the worst of our COVID problems, really. We locked down for a few months. We're in a really good position compared to the rest of the world. Do we want to be in India?
That's because we're girt by sea. Position?
You know, like, do we want to be in that position of the UK or the US or India? Of course we don't.
But if part of the deal is you want to come back home to Australia, first thing, you have to be tested. Good luck with that in India. And you have to come back negative. You have to wear a mask on the aeroplane for the entire trip. When you get back to Australia, you're tested again. You cannot leave the airport until that result comes back. And the results come back very quickly now. And then you go into quarantine, or you go to Manus Island or your Christmas Island or Nauru, or you go home with an ankle bracelet. Is there an alternative than letting Australian citizens rot in India?
Imagine being on the plane and being the air hostess, getting everyone, like, I've worked in the hotel industry during COVID. Now, to get people to scan in today, even, like, I had a guy and he goes, "Oh, what's going on with all these machines?" I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "They are not working. There's signs on them." I said, "Yes, if you read the signs, they're being sanitized." "Oh, why is that?" I said, "I beg your pardon." I said, "I don't know if you've heard, but there's a pandemic going on. It's called COVID. Like, people are, they don't care." Do you know what I mean? Could you imagine being those air hostess trying to enforce that law when you're stuck in the air for how many hours?
Yeah, I hate to think of it. I mean, Katie, you've raised some very, very good points. And you understand I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But
and my daughter flies for Qantas. She hasn't flown for a long time because there's no planes going overseas. She flew on the centenary flight. She was very lucky to be on the crew on that. But so I know a little bit about the dramas that can go on with passengers and cabin crew, believe me.
Like it's just caused another can of worms. And, you know, there's Australian cricketers that are over there. Yeah. You know what? They can stay there too at the moment because that was their choice to go there and earn millions of dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
For a 6-week period. And that was a gamble that they wanted to take, not had to take, wanted to take.
Katie, you are, it's only Tuesday. And you're already, I think, caller of the week. I'm going to put you into the draw. Thank you so much for your opinions. You've really thought it through.
Awesome. Thank you.
Really enjoyed your company. Yeah, I noticed that Leroy's telling me Michael Slater has tweeted, if our government cared for the safety of Aussies, they would allow...
charter a plane. They got enough money. Sorry.
They were saying they wanted the ICA, they wanted Cricket Australia to charter their plane. Well, they're not over there representing Australia. They're representing themselves. This is a little bit of cash, millions of dollars that they earn in the off season. Michael Slater has tweeted, I've lost it. Leroy, you've moved past it. What did it say?
The tweet from Michael Slater said, if our government cared for the safety of Aussies, they would allow us to get home. It's a disgrace. Blood on your hands, PM. Mm. How dare you treat us like this? How about you sort out quarantine system? I had government permissions to work on the IPL, but now I have government neglect.
Yeah, it was Michael Slater. Well, what Katie's saying is you went over there. It was your choice.
Yeah.
You wanted to earn all that money. Sorry.
Was it worth a couple of million?
Or charter your own plane.
Yeah, they can do that. Like, they've... Between them all, I'm sure they could. Like, it's like that bubble to New Zealand and back. It could close at any time.
I know.
They signed off on that.
I know, Katie. Katie, thanks for your call.
No problems.
Well done.
Thanks. See ya.
Nice to talk to you. Please don't make it your first call. Call back any time.
I mean,
you might not agree with what Katie's had to say, but she put some thought into it and she made a very good argument and she's not impressed. Why are there 9,000 Australian Indians in India? COVID didn't happen yesterday. Why are they now trying to flee the country? Well, it's because things are pretty dire and people are dying. This is The Night Shift on Triple M.